On Friday evening, I returned from a 5-day, 4-night trip to New York City. And the point of that visit was to see two friends whom I have known for close to 45 years. And we have not seen each other in 6 years, even though we speak to each other frequently on the phone, have exchange of cards and letters through the U.S. Postal Service. And as the three of us were sitting around, we started to become a little existential in our company, because all of us are going through various health issues. One friend is now using a wheelchair permanently to get around. Another friend is suffering from two forms of non-Hodgkin's forms of lymphoma. And it seems that every time that, you know, he gets a blood transfusion, it's trying to cancel the other one out. So there is uncertainty, and we're left with questions. How did we get so old? How did we get so sick? And what is the meaning of all this? Well, one of my friends, Herman, who is a theologian, recently made this observation. He said that individual curiosity is the springboard of all the knowledge we have. Well, today's readings invite us to consider the search of knowledge and the acquiring of wisdom. Our first reading is from the Book of Wisdom, which presents wisdom as the essence of God, the God beyond all human understanding, and whom we still seek. Today's reading makes a promise that wisdom is to be found by those who seek her, and wisdom hastens to make herself known in the anticipation of that desire. Today's psalm, we pray, "My soul is longing for you, O Lord my God." Our first reading and psalm provide an interpretation of the parable of the wise and foolish virgins. The Book of Wisdom says wisdom is perceived by those who love her and found by those who seek her. We are called to desire and long for wisdom, the ability to do what is good and just before God. The parable suggests that seeking wisdom, you know, which really is keeping plenty of oil for our lamps, is not a question, being more or less knowledgeable, nor of being stingy. The search for wisdom is a question of love and deep desire, the yearning of the heart, the yearning of wanting to grow in closeness to the God who created us and first loved us. We do have our problems, and sometimes we want a little more than what others have. But at the same time, we are made for God, and the only thing that can really satisfy us is a relationship with God and growing in love with all that God loves. Remember, Jesus has given us two commandments, to love God and to love neighbor as much as God loves that neighbor. And that calls for embracing. However, sometimes our hearts do get filled up with substitutes. They get filled up with wealth, beauty, accomplishment, popularity, and there's nothing that we can really substitute the love that fills the human heart. We pray in our opening prayer this morning that we be kept away from all adversity, adversity are the things that are not good, the things that God does not want for us. The wise women were the ones who have no desire other than being ready for the bridegroom. And for us as Catholics, that is the resurrection, when Christ comes again, as promised. The foolish ones had their priorities confused. Curiosity does lead to a searching for getting in touch with our deepest desire, and giving it all what makes us worthy of wisdom is being with God, who planted those desires deep within us and who meets us in the anticipation of our desire. It is true, we acquire knowledge through study, practice, and even in this modern age, through the internet. Wisdom is not an acquisition. It is a relationship with God and with all that God loves. 2 weeks from today, we will be celebrating the solemnity of Christ the King that ends the current liturgical year. We are in the month of November, the time we remember all those men and women who have gone ahead of us. They have completed their earthly journeys and have made the ascent to be in the hands of loving and merciful God. And it is our hope and our desire that we too shall join them in communion when we leave this earth. In the first week of Advent, we hear the prophet Isaiah, "Stay alert, be awake." Well, we are always called to be awake, alert. God gives us the grace. It is the desire that is to be in us, not the things of the earth. And in turn, when we are love God, we are to love all that he loves as well. So as we continue this liturgy, let us pray for the grace to be faithful to the word of God, as the word of God enters our heart, wanting us to be closer to him.